John chapter 18.
After Jesus had said these things, he and his followers went across Kidron Creek, where there was a garden. They went into the garden. Judas, the one who turned against Jesus, also knew the place. Jesus often met there with his followers. Then Judas took a group of soldiers and some temple guards sent by the most important priests and Pharisees. They had torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus knew everything which was going to happen to him. He stepped forward and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus from Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am the one." Judas, the one who turned against Jesus, was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am the one," they drew back and fell to the ground. Jesus asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus from Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am the one. Since you are looking for me, let these men go free." Jesus said that to make this come true. "I have not lost one of those you have given to me." Simon Peter had a sword. He pulled it out and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its place. The Father has given me this cup of suffering. Shouldn't I drink it?" The commanding officer, his group of soldiers, and the Jewish temple guards arrested Jesus and tied him up. They brought him first to Annas, who was Caiaphas's father-in-law. Caiaphas was the high priest that year. He had advised the Jewish leaders that it would be better for one man to die for all of the people. Simon Peter and another follower went along behind Jesus, but the high priest knew the other follower. This man went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. Peter stood outside at the gate. The other follower, the one known to the high priest, went outside and told the gatekeeper to let Peter come in. The girl who was the gatekeeper said to Peter, "You are one of this man's followers, aren't you?" Peter answered, "I am not." The servants and the guards were standing there. They had made a fire because it was cold. They were warming themselves. Peter stood with them and warmed himself too. The high priest asked Jesus about his followers and about his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken plainly to the world. I always taught where Jewish people gather, in the synagogues and in the temple courtyard. I have said nothing secretly. Why ask me? Ask those who heard me. Look, they know what I said." When Jesus said this, one of the guards who was standing there struck Jesus. This man asked, "Is that the way to answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I said something wrong, show me what it was. If it was good, then why did you hit me?" Then Annas sent Jesus bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Simon Peter was still standing there warming himself. Then they said to him, "You too are one of Jesus' followers, aren't you?" Peter said it was not true. He said, "I am not." One of the high priest's servants said, "I saw you with Jesus in the garden." This man was a relative of Malchus. Peter had cut off Malchus's ear. Again, Peter denied it. Immediately, the rooster crowed. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to the Roman fortress. It was early in the morning. They didn't go into the fortress because they didn't want to be made unclean. If so, they would not be permitted to eat the Passover lamb. So Pilate went outside where they were. He asked, "What charge are you making against this man?" They answered Pilate, "If he were not a criminal, we would not be giving him to you." Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him by your own law." Then the Jewish leaders said to him, "Under Roman law, it is not legal for us to execute anyone." The Jewish leaders said this so that what Jesus said would come true. This was showing what kind of death Jesus was about to suffer. Pilate went back into the fortress. He called for Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own, or did someone else tell you this about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? The leading priest and your own people turn you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom does not come from this world. If it did, my servants would be fighting to keep the Jewish leaders from giving me to you. My kingdom is not from here. Pilate said to him, So then, you are a king. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. The reason I was born, the reason why I have come into the world, is to give evidence for the truth. Every person who listens to my voice comes from the truth. Pilate asked, What is truth? After this, Pilate went back out to the Jewish leaders. He said to them, I find nothing to charge this man with. You have a custom that I set one prisoner free at each Passover time. You decide, should I set the king of the Jews free? Again they yelled, No, not this man. Set Barabbas free instead. Barabbas was a criminal.